For this Monday, January 20th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting it. A Mount Vernon woman is facing charges after allegedly stealing tens of thousands of dollars in county funds. Jennifer Tinsley, 44 years of age, is accused of stealing more than $25,000 from her former employer. According to court records, Tinsley is a former Posey County solid waste employee. An investigation conducted by Indiana State Police and Indiana State Board of Accounts revealed that from April of 2023 through February 2024, Tinsley received $21,274 in unauthorized checks plus $4,550 in fraudulent payroll checks for a total of $25,852. During an interview, Tinsley admitted to forging fraudulent vendor and payroll checks that she had written to herself. Tinsley is facing charges of theft and forgery. If convicted as charged, Tinsley faces 6 months to 2.5 years in prison plus a $10,000 fine. From over the weekend in local high school sports, Mount Vernon boys basketball played on Friday at home against Southridge and lost 51-42. The Wildcats fall to 5-6 on the season. They start a busy week at the Carmi-White County Tournament this evening with the game against Harrisburg tip off at 5:30. You can listen to the game on the radio on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. North Posey boys basketball had two games this past weekend. They started the weekend off on Friday with a 56-52 victory at Tecumseh, and then fell at home against Forest Park on Saturday, 59-48. With the weekend split, the Vikings are now 7-6 on the year. They are back in action on Thursday night at South Spencer. North Posey girls basketball traveled to Pike Central on Saturday and picked up a 48-19 win over the Chargers. The Lady Vikings sit at 11-5 overall, and they return to action tonight at home against North Knox. The JV game starts at 5 o'clock, and the varsity game will be around 6:30. You can hear tonight's game on the radio on 98.9 WPIW and on line at PoseyCountyRadio.com. Mount Vernon girls basketball got beat in their only game this past weekend. They played at Fairfield on Saturday and lost 41-23. The Lady Wildcats are 0-16. Their next game is tomorrow night as they will play host to Memorial. From local college basketball over the weekend, Evansville men's basketball lost a tight game at home on Saturday against Belmont 85-82. The game featured 20 lead changes. Cam Hafner led UE with 25 points. The Purple Aces have dropped three straight games and sit at 6-13 on the season and 3-5 in the Missouri Valley Conference. They are home again on Wednesday night as they battle Illinois Chicago. USI men's basketball earned a home win on Saturday over Western Illinois 78-66. Damani Harrison scored 26 points and Jack Milkey had 17 points and 11 rebounds. The Scrim Eagles have won back-to-back games to run their record to 8-10 and 3-5 in the Ohio Valley Conference. They played SIU Edwardsville on Thursday evening. USI women's basketball also won on Saturday at home against Western Illinois 72-58. Meredith Raley paced USI with 21 points. They have won back-to-back games and are now 14-5 in the season and 6-2 in the Ohio Valley Conference. Yesterday, Evansville women's basketball defeated Southern Illinois at home 85-70. For UE women's basketball, it was their first conference win of the season as they improved to 5-12 on the year and 1-5 in the Missouri Valley Conference. That wraps up your news and sports for this Monday, January 20th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Monday. Your weather forecast is next.